It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In just over 3 weeks, voters will head to the polls to pick a new state Supreme Court justice. The race will decide the ideological balance of the court, possibly for years to come.
WPR is profiling both candidates for the race. Here's Anya Van Wagtendonk's story about Dane County Judge Susan Crawford, the candidate backed by Democrats.
It's a snowy day in mid-February, and a couple dozen people are sitting around tables inside the Chamber of Commerce in Black River Falls. They're there to listen as Judge Susan Crawford campaigns for office.
Nice to be here, everybody. You can clap. I can warm y'all up.
Crawford talks about her background, growing up in nearby Chippewa Falls, paying her way through college, working as a government prosecutor, and becoming a private attorney.
Representing people just like all of you, ordinary Wisconsinites, in our courts, fighting for people often when their rights have been taken away by the government.
Crawford is careful not to tell people how she'd rule on specific cases, but she's simultaneously trying to reach Democratic voters who are crucial to her success. That involves emphasizing her resume, dating back to her days working for then-Democratic Attorney General Jim Doyle.
She was a star, and I was able to hire her to be an assistant attorney general for the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
Doyle recalls Crawford's work leading the criminal appeals unit. He says that experience had her arguing before the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
And when you're in the line of work we were in as prosecutors, you know, you have to really understand that this is not just a little game people play, but there is a lot at stake.
After Doyle was elected governor, he hired Crawford again to be his chief legal counsel. She went on to work as a private attorney, where she took the lead on some of the most high-profile political cases in Wisconsin. That included a lawsuit that sought to overturn Wisconsin's voter ID law and an early lawsuit against Act 10, the law that took away union rights for most public workers. Crawford also represented Planned Parenthood several times, as she told the campaign event in Black River Falls.
And one of those cases was called Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin versus Brad Schimmel. We won that one, I'm happy to say.
That's Brad Schimmel, the state's former Republican attorney general. He's now a Waukesha County judge and Crawford's opponent. He says her liberal resume is too partisan. Those issues she worked on in the past, the court could decide in the near future. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is already hearing a lawsuit that could expand abortion rights, and they're expected to hear a case that could overturn Act 10. But where Schimmel's really hitting Crawford is on crime. He's called her soft and nicknamed her catch and release Crawford.
Susan Crawford, dangerous decisions, wrong for Wisconsin.
And she's trying to counter on the same point.
Judge Brad Schimmel doesn't stand up for Wisconsin's most vulnerable. When children were preyed upon, he cut deals.
Anthony Chergosky is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse. He says focusing on crime may be good strategy in what's expected to be a close race.
One of the lessons from the November election that Democrats are taking is that the crime issue was problematic for their side.
In an interview with WPR, Crawford says the crime issue is also a proxy for broader values. She says it shows how a judge feels about protecting people. And she says that's also why it's important for voters to know where she stands on other issues, like abortion.
I'm not prejudging how any particular law or regulation should play out in the courts. But, you know, as a woman and somebody who's gone through pregnancy and birth, you know, personally, I want to be able to make my own healthcare decisions with my doctors.
Crawford's message is similar to the one that helped liberals win control of the court 2 years ago. It's being amplified and countered by millions of dollars in ads from both sides that could shatter the spending record set in the last court election. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio will air a profile of conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel tomorrow. You can read more at WPR.org.